Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Tell me that it's only.
Hoffman, I am the primary host of Political Gravity, and I would like to explain some things about last night's episode. I'm upset because I invited a cultural specialist on, Debbie Almentazer, who was born in the United States, happens to be a Muslim woman, has a considerable amount of education, has gone around the world trying to facilitate more women's rights and bridging the gaps of culture. The reason I had her on the show is because I liked her profile on Twitter. I like what she had to say, and I wanted to hear more about what she was doing. I had a radio host who called in. Unfortunately, Don from the NAACP, one of my primary hosts, was unable to call until later. And Ben, who is a moderate and can work both sides of the fence, could not call in last night. I believe he's on a camping trip. So I was in a matrix of myself, Dr. Debbie, and my friend John, who I've known 16 years. Basically, what he did is he attacked her religion from the standpoint of the Prophet Muhammad, who created the religion. Now, personally, I am a Christian, and I have some doctrinal issues with Islam, but that is neither here nor there and has nothing to do with why I had somebody on the show. I like the idea of promoting cultures and understandings of people of different faiths and backgrounds, trying to collaborate so that each person, no matter where your background is or your religious upbringing, can have a more broader perspective of other individuals without the idea of promoting one side or the other. Now, Dr. Debbie Almentazer was not an immigration specialist or was trying to help necessarily get people into the country, as John suggested, my co-host. She was only here to talk about how she facilitated community discussions in the idea of religious tolerance. Given that situation, I would like to explain exactly what happened and how I would like things to be different on this radio show. I do have 5 co-hosts, all from the West Coast. Ben and Albert joined our ranks by just being listeners and consistent callers, and I invited them to be on the show. Ben is a carpenter, and he works hard for a living, and he brings up many American topics that are close to people's hearts. For example, last week he was talking about Social Security, his grandfather's pension, and how his grandfather's still working at 86. He doesn't necessarily bring up controversial subjects, but when he does, he has a even-keel approach that doesn't insult people. Albert is a product of the millennials. He does not trust mainstream media. He never liked the Clintons. He only watches RT News and other things on YouTube. But yet, he worked for Bernie Sanders relentlessly. He brought other presidential candidates to our show, like John Fitzgerald Johnson. And because of his activism in the Palm Springs area with the Occupy movement, he's been able to bring an edge to our show that the rest of us in our middle 50s could not. Now, Don is radical in the sense that he thinks white people have harmed humanity with their exploitation and colonialism, and sometimes he goes back into the historical context of the foundation of America. One of John's issues is that he believes that America embraced Christianity at an infant stage in America, which is actually true, but they also had a liberal approach in the sense that everybody could laterally succeed in this country apart from class division. And that was emphasized by Lewis Hartz, a political scientist, who wrote a book about modern liberalism in America in the 1700s, I believe. So sometimes John promotes American ideological framework only within his Christian context and doesn't look at the broader perspective. I would like to state the reasons why I'm having this rant show tonight. So I grew up, I've lived in 7 different states in America. I've been exposed to different class structure, different races, and many different kinds of religions. One of my friends from San Francisco, Lawrence, is a Hindu, and he used to be a Catholic. I have Muslim friends. I had a green card husband who is Muslim. I had a boyfriend, James Nassimi, who just produced, actually he didn't produce, he wrote and acted in his first movie, and it was produced by Dante the Comic. It's called Unfallen. And I've gone to the mosque twice, and one of my best friends is from Bangladesh, and she took me to the mosque. So just from a curious perspective, I went to the mosque to see what their style and form of worship was and how they praised God and what their concept of God was. I also went because Ronak is my friend and I wanted to learn more about her religion, and she's asked me quite a bit about my own religion, which is Christianity, especially when she was going through a divorce. The problem last night on the show is I did tell my co-host, John, that I am having a doctor on the show that specializes in cultural relations and is trying to bridge the gap between people's stereotypes and misunderstandings by getting people of different faith orders together for discussion. Apparently, he missed the memo because what he wanted to approach this woman with was the philosophical basis of Muhammad, how Muhammad tried to dominate. Well, he started his religion in Saudi Arabia, but once he spread out his religion, John was discussing with her how he used force to dominate and convert new members, not that unsimilar from what the Christians did in medieval times. The thrust of the show was supposed to be an upbeat modern-day topic on how people can get along better and how people's perceptions after 9/11 may have increased fears because of the 19 terrorists who attacked the Twin Towers, the plane that went down in Pennsylvania, and the Pentagon. So we were trying to get past the fear of terrorism and into the minds of mainstream Americans what Islam is about. And the whole time John was trying to say that if a certain percentage of Islamic members come to America, no matter what country, he's at risk of being beheaded, killed, and the establishment of their religion in our country, if it's over 5%, would create a threat to him as an American. In other words, he would be portrayed as an extreme conservative. Now, I noticed a difference in critical thinking skills between college educated people and non-college educated people. And if you've lived your whole life in a fishbowl, so to speak, just going to work and back, and maybe having exposure through members of your own church like he has and other people, he has done good works. He's fed a daughter of a famous celebrity who was homeless for several years. He's reached out to the youth of Santa Monica in his own church and taught them music and entered contests. But the fact of the matter is you can run into a number of people. I've met Armenians. I'm friends with Armenians, Koreans, Filipinos. I'm drawing a blank tonight. I have friends from Thailand, Korea, Philippines, Armenian, and all walks of life, being that I lived in Los Angeles 17 years. My cab driver was from Uganda. I lived with the Islamic Sierra Leone family in Reseda for 5 years. I have friends of all different walks and faith. Now, it is possible for someone to have lived in California their entire life and not have that much exposure. I didn't directly seek out all these relationships, but because I wanted to be a civil rights activist at age 18, I definitely sought out other paths and forms of enlightenment as to something different from my own stagnant culture, which in white class middle suburbs meant you went to college and found a good job. I did manage to go to college, and I also went to an all-black university, North Carolina Central. I was the only white person living on campus. Now, maybe my co-host has not tried to broaden his experience directly, but by meeting people from all over Southern California, I'm sure he has had pretty good exposure. I know he worked for a prominent Jewish office supply company for a long time, and we both worked at the same job. On my next break, after this next song, I will explain more about why I think Islamophobia is a problem in our nation. Please stay tuned and listen. Hello, it's Jane. I'm back again on the air. I wanted to mention something. So after the show, not actually last night, but today, I had another discussion with my co-host about the guests that we had on the show. And he personally attacked me as well by saying, if your son, my son happens to be African, he said, if your son's father, who's from Libya, happened to be Muslim, he would have taken the child and raised him to be Islamic, and they would have fulfilled their mission of impregnating a Christian woman and removing the child. Now, this is completely ludicrous. My son's father is from Liberia. My son's father's mother emigrated here because of a civil war in Liberia, in which her husband, who was a diplomat for Liberia, was killed. She had six children, and they relocated to the Twin Cities area, Minneapolis-St. Paul. Also, my son's father's family are strong deacons in the Methodist Church. Now, my friend has known me 16 years, and he doesn't even have the facts straight. But in my mind, he's intimidated by black people, and I felt like he was trying to insult me. I believe when people are so strong in their own religion where they cannot tolerate people of other faith, it's kind of like a backwards approach to the world, because each person is born into their faith and they have no control over it. Now, I was born Christian and I adhere strongly to my Christian beliefs, but I can be accepting of other people and other cultures. I once dated a man from Tajikistan, and he got upset that one day when we were dating that I was wearing an Israeli Air Force t-shirt, and he told me to take it off. Now, he was quite a bit younger than me, and he was an actor, and I pretty much told him in so many words no, and I explained to him why. I was wearing the t-shirt, my sister had given it to me, and the fact that why Christians support the Jews, because they believe from the Old Testament that Israel, the land they possess, is God's ordained land with no reason to admonish people of other faiths, but that's the conditions that God set in motion for the people of Israel. I have defended my faith, but I refuse to insult people or try to minimize their religious views or their religious practices. This spring, I worked a whole year with two people of the Muslim faith, but as I said, I've had much exposure to Islam. I have friends and roommates and close family members that were Islamic, and it doesn't offend me. I believe that God's providence is real in the world and that someday there will be a ultimate battle between people of Muslim countries and the Christian and Jewish faith, but it's also going to be promulgated by Russia, which is greedy in its own geopolitical, national, sovereign, and territorial agenda. So I believe the final battle in Jerusalem will be promulgated by man's own greed, not just the ultimate religious doctrine. The reason I wanted to have this episode tonight is we are a diverse nation. A lot of the centers of diversity are in heavily urban settings like New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago. And there have been racial friction and racial problems throughout the entire history of America. For example, in places like Chicago and Boston, there have been territorial problems regarding race. In Milwaukee, the Polish community was at odds with the black community living across from a viaduct that Father Grappi used to march across. I've mentioned this on other shows. There have been racial tensions. I don't believe religious tensions in our country has proliferated to a grand scale, but if you'll remember about 10 years back, there were some churches being burned in Florida. There's been some attacks on mosques. And even in Virginia, which in Northern Virginia, a conservative area, the city council did not want to permit the building of a mosque. But then when they finally accepted that structure, they made an overture towards the Islamic people in the area that the laws of our country honor and respect other religions, and we accept you. I don't have time to dig the article up right now, but it was a pretty moving article. Now, I want to make a statement of faith by my own devices. As a Christian, we're supposed to reach out beyond people's race and religious background and just be human and befriend people. And we're supposed to have a proclivity to people who are suffering. And the United States has not done its fair share in the Syrian conflict. We have not taken up the badge of Christ and taken the stranger in. Even in the Catholic Church in my local community, they promote the acceptance of Syrian refugees and welcoming the stranger. They even entitled that in their political brochure for November 4th of last year. I believe that we have a right to show compassion to anybody in need, despite their socioeconomic situation, without judgment, and provide the help that they need. I, as a Christian, am capable of doing this. Many are not. I would hope, if there is a future for my Political Gravity radio show, that people become more tolerant and participate earnestly without trying to diss other people. I'm starting to rethink the show and maybe dropping out a premium and just not do it for a while, because there's infighting within my own co-hosts, and it's not creating a safe, happy environment, and it's not promoting the types of ideologies and best foot forward American values that we could be capable of. When it gets to the point when people are hurling insults at your own children and discrediting you after a 16-year friendship, then it's time to rethink the fact that even if that person should be on the show, or if I should invite more co-hosts on the show who have like-minded thinking. In lieu of all that, I am going to end Gushen, which has lasted about 30 minutes, and I hope people take to heart what I say. My conclusion is that I have friends from Bangladesh, Tajikistan, the Philippines, Armenia, Northern Russia, and I used to have friends from England and Ireland, but they moved away. Everybody is born into a culture and a belief system. We are homogenous in many ways, but dichotomous in other ways. For example, I enjoy Midsummer Murders and learning about the culture of England kind of from a tongue-in-cheek point of view. I was once attacked on Twitter by a random person for not cherishing my Northern European upbringing. She took things totally out of context. She tried to insult me just because I was glorifying another culture from another country. And I do embrace my Scandinavian values. In fact, Scandinavia is one of the most accepting, loving parts of the world who strongly purports nonviolence in their law enforcement, They're socialists and they embrace helping the entire society. It reduces crime and promotes inclusiveness. I will end this show by saying that I will tolerate anybody's points of view, but when they attack my guests, it's off limits. It's unacceptable. I hope you will join me Sunday. I'm inviting Don and Albert and perhaps a few more. God bless you, and thank you for being a part of this great nation on the 4th of July.